The devastation of Hurricane Katrina did not stop some Gulf Coast residents from marking Halloween last night. New Orleans had always been the perfect backdrop, the home of costumes, graveyards, and voodoo. NPR's Luke Burbank reports on the festivities this year.
There was no real point this year in putting up fake spider webs or cardboard cutouts of witches, because even 2 months after Katrina, New Orleans is an eerie, eerie place all on its own. Piles of moldy debris are everywhere. Rotten refrigerators line the streets like above-ground tombs, and the wind whistles through the broken panes of glass. And yet, every once in a while, you hit a street like Pike Drive, which actually seems pretty normal, and comes complete with trick-or-treaters.
Sarah, you want to go knock?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm going to knock.
Through some quirk of geography, this little street in Metairie, just outside of New Orleans, survived Katrina mostly intact. Walk a block in either direction and you'll run into streets where nearly all the homes are just shells now. Jackie Olivia wasn't sure if this night would come, even though her son was asking about it back when they were in another part of the state, waiting for the waters to recede.
When we were there, my 9-year-old said, "Boy, I sure hope we can go home to trick-or-treat." So he got his wish, huh?
Little Dorothys, ninjas, Darth Vaders, and fairies turned out from all over Metairie. Apparently, word had spread that Pike Drive was a trick-or-treating oasis. And it was. There was almost no debris, and the houses actually had people in them. People with candy.
There were any people coming by, we wanted them to know we're here.
Lyndon Lassiter and his wife Cindy were two of them.
We came out waiting to see if some kids would come out just to have a kind of a normal Halloween.
With so much genuine scariness in the New Orleans area these days, many parents were nudging their kids away from scary costumes. Jackie Olivia didn't realize how aware of the storm her daughter Caroline was until the 5-year-old was playing with Barbie dolls and asked her mom for a blue rag.
And I go in there, and they've got it draped over the dollhouse. And I said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "Their house was destroyed in the storm, and they needed a blue roof."
Protective blue tarps have become another symbol of New Orleans. 12 miles away on Bourbon Street, Dylan Thibodeau had them on his mind as well.
"My roof has been rejected for a blue tarp by the Army Corps of Engineers."
That's because Thibodeau was dressed as a flooded house. On his face, a waterline. On his shirt, the spray-painted symbol, now ubiquitous around here, indicating he'd been searched. It might have seemed macabre, but Katrina-related costumes were all the rage, at least among locals.
"I've seen FEMA checks, tons of refrigerators, of course, mold inspectors, I've seen someone that was mold."
For a while in the French Quarter, you couldn't tell the fake relief workers from the real ones, as evidenced when I approached two young men in camouflage.
"What are you guys dressed as?"
"Soldiers. Military soldiers."
"Oh, you guys are actually on duty?"
"Yeah."
There weren't nearly as many partiers out as last year, but business owners took it as a positive that people were out at all. As the night grew late, the costumed slowly headed home, but the real abandoned refrigerators, broken glass, and debris stayed behind. Luke Burbank, NPR News, New Orleans.